Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 55. The Reverend Dr. Tyler Arnold is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading for this, our celebration of St. Mary, Mother of our Lord, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at the 39th verse. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth had heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked on the humble estate of the servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This day has been set aside by the Church Ancient to remember the life and the faith of Mary, the mother of our Lord. Of course, we are not adorning the person, putting her up into the status of our Savior, our Lord, our God, but we do honor her. And we know for the fact that the Scripture calls her a blessed woman, and she even repeats that to us as she sings the Magnificat. The text says, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed." She calls herself blessed. Blessed because of the one she carried in her womb. She is blessed because of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, God made flesh for us. Now, take a look at Mary for just a moment. She would seem to be the last person our Lord would choose in all of creation to be the vehicle of humanity to produce our Savior. Words that have been used to describe Mary, for example, include lowly, poor, insignificant, young. Besides this, she's an unwed young woman. Gives her no status within society. She perhaps, according to society, in that time, and even in our day perhaps, is the last person that our God would choose to bring about the Savior of the world. But you see, God made the world out of nothing, and his manner of working remains unchanged. This is the way that God operates. from the world, and what the world despises, God prizes. And from what man sees worthless, God honors. From what man thinks is nothing, God blesses and calls it his most treasured gift. This is Mary. What is more, the life of Mary is a commentary on the life of our Savior Jesus Christ. The life of Jesus is the very commentary of what the Lord has for us. As the Lord says, scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts, brought down the mighty from their thrones, and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. Now today we're enriched by the words that come to us from the beginning of the Gospel of St. Luke. And remember that the life of Mary is a commentary on the life of our Savior Jesus. For this reason, the world has turned everything upside down. For what the world thinks truly matters into what God sees truly matters. Kings and Pharisees, the days of Jesus, thought that they held a special honor with God because, well, they were rich, they were popular, they had power. God surely favors them among all others. But here, the life of Mary, giving a commentary of the coming of our most Savior, precious King of all kings, Lord of all lords, changes all of that. It's a great reversal, beloved in the Lord. And Jesus would echo this exact thing as we see in the greatest sermon of all, the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus says at the very beginning of his public ministry, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." And as Martin Luther himself would say, God is the kind of Lord who does nothing but exalt those of low degree and put down the mighty from their thrones. In short, the Lord breaks what is whole and makes whole what is broken. Breaks what is whole and makes whole what is broken. Are we the ones who are whole, or are we the ones who are broken? And that, according to you, may be a different answer than what others think of you, or even what the world sees as significant or insignificant. I'll tell you this, that according to statistics, global extreme poverty rose in the year 2020 for the first time in 20 years, mostly due to the effects of the COVID-19 virus. This means that about 150 million additional people were living in extreme poverty even by the end of 2021. And there are an estimated 38 million people in our country who live below the poverty line. And yet, even some of the poorest of the poor in this country do not compare to the poor in other places of the world. It's estimated by statistics that about 712 million people live in extreme poverty worldwide. That's just a little less of 9% of the entire population of the world. And while poverty-stricken Americans live on less than $33 a day worldwide, that dollar amount decreases to $1.90 a day. With the company that we keep, with the fortunate stations in life that we find ourselves in, with the roofs over our head and the food on our plate, with the jobs that we have, we find ourselves very fortunate in this world and in the eyes of many. And we do not count status among others as riches that the Lord is calling us to be. People who have found great status among others. For in this world, there were those of great status. You think about Solomon or David or Josiah. They had their problems, of course, but yet they placed God first in many places in their lives. Or Nicodemus, the rich ruler, or Zacchaeus, the chief among the tax collectors. These were rich men who put Christ first. It's not a sin to have money or to have significance within the community. It is a sin to use such power of wealth for selfish reasons. It is a sin to count riches as more important than your Lord. And there is no doubt in my mind, no matter what our social position or our status happens to be, no matter if there is a roof over our head or food on our plate, beloved in the Lord, we are broken people. We are people broken by different things that we encounter in this world, no matter if it's anguish at home, anguish with personal situations, anguish and suffering amid friends, anguish and suffering even in your vocations. Some struggle with finances. Some are anxious about other things that occur in this world. Some wonder, how am I going to get through the week or the month or the year? We are broken people in so many ways who might even be the richest among the world. But we don't feel rich because we need something much more. Beloved in the Lord, that more starts with the song that Mary shares with us today. And that mercy and that repair of our broken lives began at the font of holy baptism. What the world sees as whole, now us who are broken are mended by our Lord's forgiveness and love. The Lord has done this for you. Our Savior takes our broken lives by sin, pride, arrogance, and the idea that we don't need a Savior who heals who we are, or maybe that we're thinking we're not that bad off, or I can do it myself, and He mends our lives. And how did He do it? By bringing us into His blessed family, by climbing up that hill called Calvary and being nailed to the cross for the forgiveness of all of your sins. The Lord became the most broken of all to repair that which is broken in our lives. The separation of us by sin from our Lord has been repaired, and now we are Christians, Christ's own people, baptized and blessed in the blood of Christ. Mary's soul magnified the Lord, and her spirit rejoiced in her Savior, because her poverty-ridden, insignificant life had purpose not only for her, but for the world and for you and me. No longer would she be judged, or any of us, on the status of wealth. Christ has taken care of that, not only for her, but for you as well. So today, we continue to remember the life and the faith of Mary, the mother of our Lord. We dare not forget her song, for the Lord is the repairer of our lives. Our Lord makes what is whole broken, and what is broken whole. Thanks be to God that we have our Lord who loves us so much to do that for you and for me. It has been done. You are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.